I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Boy, that was a as I told Scraby off the air, that was a pig of a game.
And Chris Ello.
I feel like I'm terrible at this game. I just don't pick the right ones.
Because apparently there's weighted answers.
Oh,
he
stop
is
it.
A bitter, Scraby. bitter human being.
Stop it.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Trade Deadline Friday here. Gwen and Chris program, 3 o'clock. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby in our Odyssey Palace studios here in San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. And A.J. Preller is going to be sitting down momentarily at Petco Park. A news conference to discuss the trade deadline goings-on of the San Diego Padres, or I guess what a lot of people might say, the non-goings-on of the San Diego Padres. 26 trades were consummated today across Major League Baseball. Some big names, of course, as you know, Max Scherzer, Trey Turner to the Dodgers, Chris Bryant to the San Francisco Giants, Javi Baez to the New York Mets, Craig Kimbrell to the Chicago White Sox, and many, many others. San Diego Padres get Jake Marisnyk, backup outfielder, from the Chicago Cubs, but otherwise are quiet. A.J. Preller will be addressing all of that in just a couple of seconds, and we'll go to a live at Petco Park, so you'll get to hear every bit of that press conference here momentarily. But right now, Tony Gwynn Jr., when we left you yesterday, the Padres were on the verge of making the biggest splash of any team at the trade deadline. All of the reports had Max Scherzer coming to San Diego, but everything flipped at the last minute, and to make it even worse, Scherzer winds up with the Padres' biggest rival, the Dodgers. So it was a tough pill to swallow, certainly, for everybody here in town.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seemed like when Ken Rosenthal reported that it was close, and he wasn't the only one. There were a couple of different sources that had that out as close. It seemed like it gave the opportunity for whatever other teams were in it, to give their best offers afterwards.
Yeah.
And we don't know if that's exactly how it went down, but it certainly seems like it. I mean, a guy like Ken Rosenthal is not reporting it's close unless it's really close. And, you know, that gets out, and then all of a sudden, within maybe, a couple hours, it all of a sudden just felt different, and it started to change. And all of a sudden, Passan's reporting that Trey Turner and Scherzer are going the other way. And that, to me, it just smelled like the teams that were involved got their last best offers in. And it turned out to be a doozy of an offer, apparently. An offer that the Nationals seemingly couldn't refuse. And so that just goes to show you. I mean, first of all, I wear two different hats, right? As a fan of the game, it was really nice to see a trade deadline actually live up to the hype. It's very rare in baseball that it does this. We see it in basketball. We see it in football all the time. But a lot of times, trade deadlines end up being a dud in baseball. That was not the case today. And I think because of the parity throughout the league, it opened up a lot of teams to deal. However, the Padres didn't end up on the right side of it. And I'll say this. I said this to Jesse off the air. I said, you know, oftentimes, you know, trades, free agency doesn't look the way the Padres have looked in the last 2 years, right? Where you make trades, you get the guys you want, the offseason comes, you get the free agent you want. AJ Preller's been on a nice run for where he was getting everything he wanted, especially in that last offseason that we just experienced. That wasn't the case this time. It doesn't seem like it was because AJ was afraid to give up, you know, the equal value. It just seemed like there were other teams that had better offers out there that teams took, it seems like. Because it just, based on all the things we've read, you know, the Padres were searching. They were active. They just ended up on the wrong side of it, it seems like.
Yes, everybody got spoiled, I think, by all of the success that the Padres have had here over the last year and a half. I mean, you look at this roster right now, and I know a lot of people are down on AJ Preller out there, you know, but Yu Darvish, he's with the Padres because AJ Preller acquired him. Blake Snell, same thing. Joe Musgrove. Let's see. How about Drew Pomeranz? How about Emilio Pagan? How about Mark Melancon? How about Austin Nola? How about trading for Jake Cronenworth? How about signing Adam Frazier? I mean, it's the whole team, right? It's the whole team has been basically acquired by AJ Preller, and a lot of it's been done in the last couple of years. But this time, he came up empty for the most part. It's not completely nothing. The Padres did add an all-star second baseman at the trade deadline in Adam Frazier. And sometimes the best trades are those who don't get made. Don't just automatically assume that the Dodgers have won another World Series because they added Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. They still have to go out on the field and play and get the job done and win the thing. Don't just assume that the Mets have wrapped it up because they got Javi Baez. Don't assume the Giants are in because they got Chris Bryant. Not every team is going to be successful at the trade deadline, no matter who they acquire. And I think that, you know, in the Padres situation, I just think people need to pump the brakes a little bit on being so critical of the fact that this team did not get done what you read that they were trying to get done.
Right.
Because we don't know everything that – we don't know all the truths. We know some half-truths. We know some innuendos. We know some rumors. But – yeah, this trade deadline didn't work out, but the last one, as you said, the offseason went the Padres' way. Last year's trade deadline went the Padres' way. But you know what? The Padres didn't end up on top at the very end last year. You know, they got four or five guys at the trade deadline last year. They didn't end up on top. The Dodgers did. So, this is a frustrating 24 hours, I think, no question about it, for Padre fans, because they were led to believe so many different things. Right. But in my mind, other than Max Scherzer, I don't really think I would have been willing to part with any of my top four prospects to get anybody that was acquired at the trade deadline. And I don't know if that was AJ Preller's thinking or not. That's my own thought. But you know, everybody was asking for Gore or Camposano or Hassel or CJ Abrams.
Right.
And I really feel like, you know, other than perhaps, you know, I might trade one of those prospects if you're willing to pick up a big contract of mine. And then I'll make a trade with you. But I just don't think AJ Preller wanted to trade any of those guys for any of the players that were available. And I can't necessarily say that I 100% blame him. So that's kind of where I come down on all of this.
I'm sorry. I'm reading a text that Scrape just sent me here. It came from Kevin Acey. Looks like about, 5-10 minutes ago? He says, no one from the Padres has said that they had a deal with the Nationals. In fact, three people have said they were merely working toward that aim. Regardless of how it came down, Nationals played it right. The Padres were not giving up two top prospects.
There you go.
And there's your answer. The Dodgers gave up two of their best prospects, one of which just got a trial run not too long ago. He's had a couple starts in the big league. That was by design, by the way.
The catcher.
They didn't have to.
Ruiz.
No, the pitcher. The pitcher.
Josiah Gray.
Josiah Gray. Both of those, he had two starts at the big. That's by design. They knew they were going to be in the running for somebody because they didn't have to bring him up. They got plenty of depth. But they decided to bring him up. He pitched well enough that caught the eye of clearly the Nationals. And that was the deal that set it off. And they just, those were just two top prospects. They also got two other minor leaguers that they clearly like. So that's just kind of how it went down. And you know what? Sometimes it's not really on, in this case, A.J. Preller, right? He put his best offer out. The offer that the Dodgers gave was better. That's just what it boiled this time. It hasn't been like that, it seems like, in a while where the Padres have been on the wrong side of it. But they lost this one, it seems like.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tony. And, I mean,
That's not their fault.
There's a certain part of me that's disappointed, but there's a certain part of me that's not as disappointed as everybody else is.
Here's the one thing is that, okay.
Hang on. I think we got A.J. Preller sitting down for his news conference with the media at Petco Park. Here we go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, there you go. A.J. Preller live from Petco Park. Everything he had to say, all of the questions fired at him. Tony Gwynn Jr. and I will take a moment along with the rest of you to digest all that. We're also supposed to have AJ join us on the program here on Gwynn and Chris here in the next little while. So if we can drum up a few more questions for him, we may have a chance to do that shortly. But we do need to take a break. We'll do that. Come back with our thoughts on some of the things he had to say and get some of your thoughts as well. Gwynn and Chris underway for a Friday trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. And the Padres, of course, just to recap, got Jake Marisnyk, backup outfielder today from the Chicago Cubs, but none of the big names that you all thought might be coming to San Diego are heading here. All right, we will. All right, that some of the press conference from A.J. Preller that we just carried live here on 97.3 The Fan. I know a lot of people were tuned in listening to that. We're checking out our computer numbers. A lot of people wanted to hear what A.J. Preller had to say in the wake of a trade deadline that did not necessarily work out in terms of the Padres getting tons of new talent. Adam Frazier, of course, was added earlier in the week, and Daniel Hudson comes last night. Jake Marisnyk comes today. But big names that were all rumored to be going to San Diego. Tony Gwynn Jr., sound like A.J. Preller not necessarily discounting all the reports about Max Scherzer coming to San Diego, but certainly not saying that they were accurate. Didn't really talk too much about Joey Gallo in terms of how accurate all of that might have been, but he said be careful what you believe, because a lot of times we're sitting in the same room kind of shaking our heads at everything that's being reported out there.
When in terms of Max Scherzer, it sounded like it was never as close as was being reported.
Right.
And he led me to believe in his answer that he believes or it seemed like it came from a source that was close to the Nationals, and then the information did what it did at that point. But according to AJ, it was never close enough. In his mind, he said it never was even on the like on the 5 yard line. He said, or one of those.
I think he got down to the 2 yard line.
2 yard line. Yes. Yeah, it was never close. It sounded like to AJ. They hadn't heard from him in 8 hours, so that deal may not have even been what we all thought it was going to be. It sounds like, at least coming from AJ.
Sure. Yeah.
I think the thing that stood out to me is that AJ was never going to be desperate in terms of giving up assets that he felt not only could help the team later on, but possibly be used for other trades down the line. That was one thing he said that popped up. The other thing is, it sounds like he's saying the same thing you and I are both saying. Ultimately, the players that they've acquired have to perform at the way they think they can perform. If they do that, the Padres will be fine. And as he said, it hasn't been consistent, but that still remains to be true. The Padres are going to get anywhere. With or without trades, if they were ever going to get anywhere, the pieces that they brought in have to perform at the level that is expected.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to focus on the fact that they didn't add anybody here in the last 24 hours, but they have added an all-star team worth of players here in the last year. And it's really up to guys to start performing to that level, especially the starting pitchers. You know, Blake Snell's name obviously stands out the most, but, I mean, this is a guy that we talked about it earlier in the week. I mean, he was adding – it wasn't just adding a two or three guy to your rotation. It was adding another ace to your rotation, and he hasn't pitched like that. And he's got to pitch better. Darvish has got to get back into form that he had earlier in the season. Paddock has to be consistent. Either Lamet's got to get healthy or Ryan Weathers. Musgrove pitched well last night, obviously. But, you know, the guys they have, as A.J. Preller said, are good enough to get the job done. And he said there was really nobody out there that we thought was going to move the needle that much that was worth trading, you know, our top prospects for to add to this pitching staff. And that kind of echoed what I thought. You know, look, I mean, Max Scherzer, okay. I mean, I'll start thinking about some of my top prospects, but were the Padres ever going to honestly trade their top two prospects and their entire system to get Max Scherzer and Trey Turner as the Dodgers did? You know, I don't think so either. So, you know, I mean, yes, you can be frustrated. You can be critical. You can feel like the rug got pulled out from underneath you, but if you're listening to AJ Preller and you believe what he has to say, and I don't have any reason not to, A, the Padres were never that close with Max Scherzer. B, even if the Padres were close with Max Scherzer, there's no way they were going to make the same kind of offer that the Dodgers did. Number one, top two prospects in their organization, Keibert Ruiz, the catcher, Josiah Gray, the right-handed pitcher. So that's where that went. And as far as, you know, the rest of these guys, I you know, a lot of people say, well, if you don't get Scherzer, you got to get Berrios, or you got to get Kyle Gibson, or you got to get, you know, John Gray from Colorado. Well, Gray ended up staying in Colorado. He'll be pitching against the Padres tonight. As far as Berrios is concerned, the Toronto Blue Jays gave up two of the top four prospects in their entire system for him. So, again, were the Padres going to be able to match that, give up two of their top four prospects for Jose Berrios? Were you prepared to do that? I don't really think Berrios is – he's certainly good. I don't know that he's worth giving up two of my top four prospects for.
Right.
And Kyle Gibson, you know, he's a guy. I mean, he's all right. I mean, it would have been adding a name, but to me, I don't think it would have been, you know, considerably improving your starting rotation. So,
on top of that, he said if it was going to be a rental, which is what Max Scherzer is going to be, it would have to be extremely special. And although Max is special, it goes back to the question you just asked: were you willing to give up your top two prospects in order to get him?
Yeah, I mean, and
the answer was no.
The answer was no, and the Dodgers were, and so that's how you get the haul that they got. But Padres. Look, I feel like I'm kind of making excuses for AJ, and I don't really need to do that. I think he spoke for himself just fine. But the reason I'm speaking from where I'm coming from right now is because I'm reading so much criticism of him and this Padres organization right now. And frankly, the criticism is built out of, I think, mostly misinformation. You know?
Yeah, that's odd.
Right. People read what they read on Twitter, read what they read, you know, wherever they read and get their information, or see the rumors on MLB.com, and they feel that it's all true. And if it doesn't come to pass the way it's reported, then everybody's upset at the people in the Padre brass. I just don't think that's fair, because to me, they've done a great job of putting this ball club together. And, you know, this team is good enough to compete. And you never know, Tony. You might be sitting there in a one-game playoff against the Dodgers in the top of the seventh inning. Jake Morrison might just come up with a pinch-hit double off Max Scherzer and turn the game around. I mean, you know, baseball's funny that way. And, we don't know how it's all going to turn out.
No, none of us do.
A lot of people think they do, though, now. Most people think this division is now done. The Giants and Dodgers are going to run away and leave the Padres in their dust. Maybe that'll happen. But I'm not ready to go ahead and admit that and give up that easily.
Nor should you. I mean, if you are any type of competitor, you're not just going to roll over and let the Giants and Dodgers just run away from it. And I don't expect that to be the case at all. The Padres have played well against the Dodgers, played well against the Giants. And I expect that to continue to be the case. Did it go the way we thought it was going to go? Maybe not. But I still think this team is good enough. I really do. We'll have to wait and see how the schedule and how everything plays out. But when you hear AJ talk about it, to me, it made a lot of sense. They just weren't willing to go at this point. And you mentioned Berrios. He might have been one that would have been more fit the mold, right, because he's still under control beyond this year. But they still weren't. They obviously didn't feel like it moved the needle enough. And, again, I think the thing that it keeps coming back to is the moves that they made, particularly bringing Darvish and Snellen. As you mentioned, those are two aces. Those are two number ones at the top of the rotation. They have to pitch the way they're expected to. They do that, Padres will be fine. Now, the question is, have they shown us enough that they can do that? Yu Darvish has, but Blake hasn't shown that yet. And so it'll be the screws tighten a little bit now, because the pressure's on for him. He's going to have to pitch that way moving forward.
All right, Tony, I know you got a ball game to get ready for. We'll see you back here for the Big Five in just a little while. When we come back, we'll take more phone calls, or your phone calls. Join us, 833-288-0973. We'll probably pass on Chris versus the fans today to give everybody an opportunity to chime in on what they heard from AJ Preller. So 833-288-0973. Phone calls next as Gwen and Chris continues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.